This is Saturday Breakfast with Christine Leighton.
Good morning. It's nice to be with you. At the start of this year, during the bushfire crisis over East, journalist and former Sydney Swan Brandon Jack penned a piece for the Sydney Morning Herald. He said, 3 weeks ago, I joined thousands of others who had signed up to volunteer for the RFS. With a bag packed and ready to go at a moment's notice, I received the following email. Thank you very much for your offer of help. At present, all our resources are concentrated on protecting lives and property, and as a result, we are unable to process new volunteers. Jack continued, I'm young, I'm fit, I know I can play a role where the fires are burning. Instead, I am only able to donate and to help fix what has already been destroyed. Rather than help on the front line, I have left it too late. Now, Russell Wolfe said on Breakfast the other morning that compared to the rest of the country, touch all the wood in the studio, WA has been left relatively unscathed this season. But now is the time to prepare. If you've been thinking of becoming a volunteer, I have in the studios at this time of morning, Darren Brown, Executive Officer from the Volunteer Bushfire Association, and Lorraine Webster, who is the Volunteer Secretary Treasurer. Good morning to you both.
G'day, Christine.
Good morning, Christine.
Thank you for coming in. What does volunteering look like in 2020?
It's varied, and I think a very important message is that it's diverse. We often see on the news reports when the flames are burning, a bunch of people holding hoses and driving trucks. But for every one of those, there's probably three or four behind them, you know, doing a whole range of admin and cleaning and training and all sorts of other roles. It's not just a matter of holding a hose. Volunteering nowadays also, from our perspective, includes social media and things that aren't typically, you know, organised.
Interesting. Lorraine, how long have you been volunteering for?
26 years.
26 years. Where did you start out?
My residence. In our little town that I live. Yeah.
Yeah. And what made you want to join?
To give back to the community. I'm actually third generation in the town, so I wanted to give back some to my community.
Can I ask which town?
North Dandalup.
North Dandalup, right. Mm. And how many volleys are out there?
For our town, we've got approximately 40 on our books at the moment, and we've just recruited another 17.
And how important are volleys for your town? What would happen if you didn't have those people out there who are trained to fight fires?
It would just put a huge amount of burden on the existing people to get out to the fires. Possibly wouldn't be able to sustain ongoing fire activities.
Yeah, Christine, that's an important point, and one of the real, you know, benefits of the West Australian model is that we have a huge network of smaller local government based bushfire brigades, and from our perspective, the real value there is that having lots of smaller brigades spread throughout the community means that they can get to fires while they're small. Most of them get extinguished before they become big. And alternative, you know, if we ended up with less bushfire brigades and less volunteers, it would take longer to respond. Small fires would get more time to grow.
Yep.
And we'd end up with more bigger fires.
So let's talk about the training. How long does it take to train up firstly, Darren?
Yeah, look, it's a variety. There's some basic stuff. And one of the reasons that article you read in the introduction is important, is that when the fires are in the news, like right now, stations actually get flooded with people saying, how can we help? In fact, we've had emails from 28 different countries, from people from 28 different countries saying, I want to jump on a plane and come and help.
Wow.
And our response, sadly, is, look, we need all the hands we can get, but it's not that easy.
Yeah.
You know, there's some basic health and safety stuff that everybody has to do. And the training can range from, you know, a 3-month basic, you know, basic introduction to bushfire stuff right through to many, many years of very high level
okay.
expertise.
And as far as the training goes, we would not actually be training volunteers or new volunteers during our fire season. It's just too complicated big to be able to do
at the same
time to take doing it. The it's better off in the winter months where we're not as active.
Can people still register at the moment though, Darren?
Yes.
They can
still register. We've, as I said, we've just taken on 17 new applications. We've actually explained to them we are in our fire season. We cannot get you trained. The programs for the training aren't out just yet.
It is 20 minutes to 7 on ABC Radio Perth and WA. My guests, Darren Brown, Executive Officer from the Volunteer Bushfire Association, and Lorraine Webster, who is the Volunteer Secretary Treasurer. How often are volunteers called to go over east?
Regularly now.
Yep.
It used to be a fairly rare event, but pretty much for the last few years, during fire season, it's been almost constant. And certainly this year, since probably September, October, there has been at least a crew over there. And it's not just volunteers, career staff go as well, but there's typically always a team nowadays on the move.
Okay. And so the big question here is, how do you apply to become a volunteer bushfire fighter? As you mentioned, you don't have to fight the fires, but there are other roles that exist as well. How do you apply?
So bushfire volunteers are local government owned and managed, and owned is a bit of a funny word, but basically the process differs for each local government, and therefore you approach your local government, you talk to them about what you're after. If they've got a volunteer bushfire brigade, they'll have a process. That's how you apply.
Let's say you live in the city centre. You're not considered to be as big a bushfire risk, but you wanted to help in, say, Kalamunda. How do you go about?
Still speak to your local government. Kalamunda, we have bushfire brigades in the metro area, and there are still parks and land that the local government owns that requires mitigation, and therefore you just need to contact your local government, and then they will put you in touch with the bushfire brigade, the relevant bushfire brigade.
All right. Bushfire Volunteers is a registered charity. I was reading last year you employed your first full-time staff member, and now you have a second role. Is that right?
We do.
Yeah.
We're looking for a sponsorship partnership manager. We've struggled to get any secure funding out of the state. We've got a lot of need for services to deliver member services and simply can't afford it. And we've been, quite frankly, told to go and find alternative sources of income. This person is critical to the survival and sustainability of the organisation. We hope that we'll be signing up some sponsors and partners in the future and deliver far better member services.
Let's hope you get someone with the right skills. And for those who are listening, Lorraine, and want to volunteer, you've been doing it for so long. Why do you do it? You said you wanted to serve the community, but you've been in it for nearly 30 years now. What does it take?
What does it take?
Yeah, in terms of the person.
It's all varied. People do have different reasons for wanting to volunteer, or for me, probably giving back to the community. It's also the fact that you form friendships amongst firefighters that or people within your community. Varied reasons, lots of people. I just like doing what I do, so.
Christine, if I can jump in, I'm an outsider, and what's become really obvious to me is that they're a humble bunch, but they're also an extraordinary bunch. They don't like talking about themselves.
Yeah.
This is hard for you, isn't it, Lorraine?
Yeah.
are just an incredible empathy and care for community. They are really extraordinary and always go above and beyond. They leave their family and their homes to protect the lives and property of others 24/7 on Christmas Day. They miss the school assemblies of their kids. You know, it's incredible. The effort and ethos of volunteer bushfire brigade members is just remarkable.
Has that happened for you, Lorraine? Have you had to leave important family things?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, there has been a Christmas day that we had a fire, so off we went. So, yes, it does happen. Birthdays. Always something happens on a birthday or
They plan their family events around summer. You know, that They are truly an extraordinary group of people and deserve the ultimate respect from the community.
Absolutely. Well, if you're listening to this and you would like to inquire, as you heard, go to your local government and they'll put you in touch with volunteer bushfire brigades. It has been great to have you both in the studios this morning, Lorraine.
Thanks, Christine.
I want to talk to you on your 30-year milestone. And Darren, thank you so much for coming in.
A pleasure. Thank you.
That's Lorraine Webster, Volunteer Secretary Treasurer, and Darren Brown, Executive Officer from the Volunteer Bushfire Association on ABC Radio Perth. It is 6:45.